This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're doing our masterclass, but social media is, you know, buzzing with adverts for different types of supplements that you can take for various reasons, like flat tummy peel, clear skin, and all that jazz. But where do we draw the line?
Where do you draw the line, Mr. Jones? It's not bomber. What's not a bomber? I mean, someone is saying that, you know, we could actually be a peel-obsessed generation. And by the look of things, they really could be onto something. Because, yeah, it looks like we are really obsessed with all these supplements and all these things. Well, today we are doing a masterclass on how to get the things you need for your skin and body without resorting to a cupboard full of supplements. In pill form or whatever. We are talking to Wellington Mokoena, who's a dietitian. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you so much, Mpo, for having me. Good morning to you too. And good morning to Wo Nechipise and to the Capricorn FM listeners.
No, welcome. You know, when and how did we get here? I don't know if we should blame media or social media in particular for the influx of supplements that we are seeing on the market. I will tell you right now, Wellington, I am influenced. I was telling Mr. Jones, the supplements that I'm taking, all because of TikTok.
Lena, to be honest with you, I cannot tell you or Refikile joang mo, lego refikile neng. Let me not know what refikile.
We are here. So what do we do now that we are here?
We are here. I think what we need to do is just to go back to the basics, you know, just the basics of teachings, the basics, Mara, also of understanding how the body works. Not everyone would need to be into the medical field for them to understand Mara. Rapeki Haja, thank you for George. Jones asked you a question here to say, he wasn't really referring to you, but the question is, are these things working? Do you see them working? Just to give you a simple example, am I itching? So, yes, I'm eating. Is what I'm eating coming out? If it's not coming out, then it means that there is something wrong within my system, because the body is designed such a way that after you eat something, then something must come out. So those are the results of what one has eaten. Remember, Kwamrao generations, most of Indaba, then they would put on the avocado, the cucumber, mama, the body, something about those. These things happen, but it's because people do not understand. For the body is designed in such a way, the GIT over the gut is the one which does the primary responsibility of digesting, extracting things from the loji longor recovered, then the honor otsena kamo. The moment but it takes them through the skin and it does this, it does that, in most cases those should be things they don't the razor, the red flags from the onset. I think it's just for us to be patient with ourselves. People are not patient with themselves. You know, you just want to glow overnight. And those things do not happen like that. It's a process. Digestion itself, it's a process. Ruja, it's a process. You know, absorption, it's a process. If one can just be gentle with their own body and then allow it to take these things properly, you'll find or come rana kunyan to hona hudir. And oh, have you noticed the cupboards, they fill up with those things, because after 2 days you realize, but this thing, I'm not enjoying it. I don't like it. I still prefer ruja the proper. Why not just go back to those basics to say, how can I eat in a proper manner?
That time I have probiotics for my gut health. That time. But you know what? Here's the thing. It seems like there's, you know, clear skin and a leaner body or a flat stomach. Those are the main catalysts that have us in a chokehold and the reasons why people end up taking supplements and the likes. But maybe give us a quick masterclass on how to get these things without taking the pills. You've already alluded to some of the, you know, some of the things you've started, but you can continue with that.
Yes, back to what I was talking about the skin. The skin needs vitamin E amongst some of the things. But vitamin E is better absorbed in the gut. And not only does the skin need vitamin E, the vitamin E itself needs fat for it to be absorbed. So it is a fat soluble vitamin. So this notion that there will be one magical nutrient which will solve your problem, it does not exist, because these nutrients, they coexist. A person comes on a problem here, anemia. They give them iron, but iron needs vitamin C for it to be properly absorbed. So if you can just go back to the basics, but for today, I will just stick to the simple fruits and vegetables. Just to give you an example, to say those, they are whole. When you take the vegetables, you take them whole, whichever ones they are, whether it's your cabbage, whether it's your spinach, whether it's your green salad and all those, they've got fiber. So now when they've got fiber, you don't even need to take the probiotics, because now they provide food for the gut that when onali. So your gut, your normal flora is able to grow on its own. But not only are you getting fiber, the fiber helps your gut to digest or to function properly. Number two, without any issues. But not only that, those vitamins the released, because they are in their most natural form. You are certain they are there, number one. Number two, you are certain they will work. Whereas in some of these supplements, we are not even sure that the things they are there. I mean, those probiotics, what if they died a long time ago before you even took them? So now by the time when I would let people be a patient and then just go to the basics. And look, people will tell you, you still need to maintain your fitness. There is no ways around that. We need to hit the gym. There is just no magic formula. And obviously, you'll build up slowly. Let's do the basics. Have your fruits, have your vegetables, and then there are also very healthy oils, like avocados have got good oils, nuts have got good fat and good oils. People can still go back to that, but if they feel like buying them, we don't have issues with those. They can still take those. They've got natural oils which will help the body to function and to work properly.
Sure. Anyway, I think you've mentioned some of the dangers that come with taking supplements. Anything you want to mention before we let you go?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. It's very important just to read the labels for whatever you buy. And I always tell people, the moment it promises you more than two or three things that it can do, chances are it doesn't even do the one of the things that it says it can do. So just stay away from those. Otherwise, little blawa ki kona di lo lanal jelo ngor halidi tsebe ngor ekili lo.
I feel attacked this morning. Just so you know, awa rekwile ra leboga.
No, ke akori you are speechless.
I've been rendered speechless.
I noncha dilo mana. I do laugh and saving my shilling, but from the economy, I can hanya no more. I dilo jewe di chalet.
That was dietitian Wellington Mokwena talking to us there about supplements.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.